Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When I was a kid, I would go camping with my family. Sometimes that camping would involve a tent and sleeping bags, but often we would go to this little cabin in the hills that my dad had built when I was very small. It had a roof and a door to shut out the critters of the night, but no heat, no water, and no electricity. And although we would venture out on hikes, either while staying at our cabin or on some other excursion, we were never true backpackers. We were never ones to venture deep into the wilderness. We tended to be day hikers. And as such, we only really had to carry a simple backpack, our lunch and some water, maybe a raincoat. But once, when I was probably about 12 years old, my dad and me and another father and son decided that we should do some backpacking, real backpacking, with packs that would carry our food and water, but also pots and pans and a sleeping bag and a tent. I remember being told that I would have to carry a pretty heavy pack. Each one of us would carry our fair share. So we got me a suitable backpack. I can't remember if we bought it or borrowed it. And in order to simulate what it was going to be like to carry 20 or 30 or more pounds on our overnight hike, I loaded the backpack up with books and hoisted it up onto my shoulders. And I buckled the belt around my waist, and I went out into the hills behind our home, carrying my burden, getting ready for the journeys that were to come. I'm happy to report that I made it out into the woods and back, not just once with my dad and our friends, but several times, carrying my weight, which always seemed to be lighter than those books that I had loaded once upon a time. Or maybe it was the company that was shared that made me forget about the burden. Now, I don't have to tell you that a burden to bear can be a blessing. A burden that one carries into the woods on a backpacking trip brings food and water and a warm place to sleep for the night in the woods. A burden can be a blessing that will one day be a child in your arms. A burden can be a blessing that you endure for a while, trusting that the weight will yield a bounty to be shared. But a burden can also be a curse. A burden can be the weight of violence at the hands of a parent or spouse when it seems that there is no path for escape. A burden can be the grief of property that prevents you from going to school and lifting yourself out of the cycle of endless bills. A burden can be the load of self-doubt and insecurity that comes from a society that seems to insist that everyone look like the airbrushed model on the cover of a magazine. And there are the burdens of systemic oppression and injustice that puts children in cages, black families in projects, and prisoners in revolving doors of crime and punishment. A few weeks ago, we heard Jesus express his care and concern for the crowds by saying that they were like sheep without a shepherd. Today, Jesus mourns in a similar way as he compares people of his generation to children who gather in the playground but do not know how to play with one another. And Jesus grieves that the people don't know how to receive the gifts that are given to them by God. John the Baptist, they ridiculed and condemned as a radical for his strange wilderness ways, and Jesus himself for daring to eat with the dregs of society. It seems that Jesus' world of burdens and expectations, of assumptions about the way people should live and act, of the weights that we cause one another to carry because of our fears is not that different from ours. Jesus encountered people who gladly pushed the weight of economic burden onto the poorest of individuals. He saw how those who struggled to make their way in society were forced to take jobs that the elite classes would never do for themselves, but readily reaped the benefits from. Jesus knew that the heaviest burdens were systematically placed on the shoulders of the weakest members of society. And out of divine compassion and love, Jesus beckons, "Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. You will find rest." When my dad took me backpacking, he not only gave me the encouragement to train and prepare by loading me up with books, he also shared the load. With understanding of equity for my age and level of strength and ability, he didn't expect me to carry the most heavy items, but only what I could bear at the time. And he walked beside me for at least those first couple of trips to make sure that my burden was not too much, not too little, but just right. In our world, however, there are those who bear an unequal burden. We've created a world where we do not carry our share, but put on the backs of our neighbors who are less strong, the burden of community safety, education, maintenance, and care for the young and the elderly. We have walked this world with easy loads while insisting that others carry the weight of what we expect to enjoy when we get to the end of our trail. At the same time, however, we carry undue burdens too. Burdens of words that should have gone unsaid, missed opportunities to serve, and love that we should have returned but neglected instead. How often have we gathered in the playground of our world and listened to the children playing but refused to join in their song? Jesus could cast judgment on the whole scene. Jesus could cry out in righteous anger and indignation about how we have failed each other and ourselves. Jesus could choose to pronounce the experiment of humanity and all creation lost and walk away alone into the glory of God that we do not deserve. God's done it before. God has become so discouraged with the likes of our systems of government and the ways that we relate to one another in society that he's left us to our own consequences and actions that bear upon our lives. The stories of the prophets tell of just those eras when it seems that God has given up. And perhaps it seems that our world today is as such. I can't quite remember the details of those first few backpacking trips with my father and our friends. And although I was carrying a significantly lighter pack than my dad, I'm sure that there were times when I complained and grumbled. When under the weight of my burden, I wondered aloud too often, when are we going to get to the end of the trail? And I'm equally certain that at those times, my father graciously encouraged me with words of hope. "It's not too much farther. Here, let me carry that extra water for you. It's really going to be pretty when we get to the top." And those are the sentiments of the prophet Zechariah. When knowing that God's people long for the comfort of a gracious God, when they are about to be restored to their homeland, and when God desires to lift their burden and carry their weight, the prophet declares that they are prisoners of hope. God has entered into our world too. In the death and resurrection of Jesus, God has met us on our path of life and examined the load of our pack, and God has offered to help carry that load. God announces that no longer must we be prisoners of hate and violence, pain and grief and death, but prisoners of hope. Today, as you come to the table of Jesus, ready to lift the easy burdens of Christ's body and blood, let us lay aside the burdens that we carry, and let us commit ourselves to lifting as well the burdens of our neighbors, those who need our encouragement and perhaps an offer to carry their water or their injustice or their equity for them for a while. Then will resound the words that we long to hear. It's going to be really pretty when we make it to the top.